Some of the more venturesome members of the vermin horde were slowly advancing closer to the mountain, under the hail of burning arrows. Big Oxeye watched them from the top of a crater. Seawood and Pennybright were with him, and all three leaned on a wooden prop which held back a pile of boulders. Oxeye pointed a paw straight down, closing one eye as he sighted along it.
About 2 spear lengths more should do the trick. Come on, you idle vermin, move yourselves. Righto, chaps. That's it. All paws to the log now.
3 hares leaned down heavily on the wood. The vermin on the shore beneath Salamandastron heard the rumble from above. Some moved quickly, others were not so alert. Over half of them were slain by the huge slabs and boulders that cascaded down the mountainside. A cheer went up from Oxeye and his comrades when they saw the effect of their avalanche. Yells of rage and curses arose from the attackers on the shore as they redoubled their volleys of burning arrows. In the late afternoon, Ferrago called Rapdale to him. The assassin winked at Klitsch.
Now I'll show you how I became ruler of all the southwest lands, little weasel. Raptail, send Doghead, Crab-Eyes, Junos, and Bad-Tooth to me. Oh, and ask Farron the Poisoner to come too.
Raptail blanched visibly as he bowed to Ferrago. No beast, not even the assassin himself, liked to do business with Farron the Poisoner. The black fox was not even part of the horde. He merely followed at a short distance, going and coming as he pleased. Raptail trotted off to do his master's bidding, dodging around rocks and behind sand barriers. Farron sat alone at the edge of the tide line, watching the waves ebb and flow. Raptail did his level best to keep in full view, not wishing to be seen trying to sneak up on Farron the Poisoner. Wading into the sea, he drew alongside the black fox and delivered the message.
Sir, my master Ferrago wishes to speak with you. He is camped in the rocks north of here. Will you attend, sir?
Raptail's body shivered nervously as he stood staring into the pale amber eyes of Farron. No beast had ever heard the poisoner speak. The sunlight did not glint off Farron's fur. It was soot black, with no luster whatsoever. The pale eyes stared hypnotically at Raptail from a face dark as the depths of midnight. All the horrific whispered tales he had heard of Farron loomed large. Was it true that he could kill with a long stare? Raptail fervently believed it was, as he stood transfixed by the poisoner's eyes.
Will you attend, sir? Ferrago wishes to know.
Unblinking, Farron stared at him a moment longer, then nodded once. That was enough. Raptail bowed so low that his snout went underwater.
Thank you, sir.
He took off like a startled fawn, splashing through the waves and dashing across the shore. Farron's sinister eyes followed his course expressionlessly. Slowly the black fox stood up and buckled on his belt of adder skin. Pouches hung from the belt, small sacks made from the skins of bats. What they contained, only he knew. Moving like a silent storm cloud shadow, he padded noiselessly over the sand.